The amygdala, a small but vital structure nestled deep within the brain's temporal lobes, plays a pivotal role in a myriad of emotional, cognitive, and motivational processes. Comprising several nuclei, the amygdala's complex anatomy and extensive network of connections enable it to act as a central hub for processing emotional stimuli, influencing behavior, and regulating mood. It is deeply involved in the formation of emotional memories, the assessment of environmental threats, and the modulation of physiological responses. The lateralization of the amygdala, with distinct roles attributed to the left and right hemispheres, further underscores its nuanced contributions to human behavior and mental health. This intricate network not only underpins normal emotional and cognitive functioning but also highlights the amygdala's involvement in various psychological disorders, where its dysregulation can lead to significant emotional and behavioral disturbances. Anatomy. The amygdala, a small almond-shaped cluster of nuclei located deep within the brain's temporal lobes, is a critical structure involved in a wide array of emotional and cognitive processes. It is composed of a group of heterogeneous nuclei that process multimodal information crucial for emotional recognition and behavior. The amygdala is not a single structural or functional unit, but rather a collection of adjacent cell groups that participate in various functional systems. Anatomically, the amygdala is composed of several nuclei, with the basolateral, central, and medial nuclei being the most prominent. The basolateral nucleus is primarily responsible for receiving sensory information from the thalamus and cortex, processing it, and transmitting the processed information to other parts of the brain. The central nucleus acts as a major output hub, sending signals to various brain regions that control physiological and behavioral responses, such as the hypothalamus and brainstem. The medial nucleus, though smaller, is involved in olfactory processing and has connections to areas involved in reproductive and defensive behaviors. The amygdala has extensive connections with both cortical and subcortical regions. It receives sensory information through modality-specific cortico-cortical pathways that originate in the primary sensory cortices and flow toward higher-order association areas. The amygdala also has significant connections with the prefrontal cortex, hippocampus, thalamus, brainstem, and hypothalamus, which are essential for eliciting emotional and motivational responses. Two major projection systems, the dorsal and ventral amygdalofugal pathways, connect the amygdala with various brain regions, including the septum and hypothalamus. Additionally, the amygdala is connected to the hippocampus through the amygdalo-hippocampal bundle and to the frontal cortex via the uncinate fascicle. These pathways facilitate the amygdala's role in emotional processing, fear conditioning, and reward-based decision-making. The amygdala exhibits lateralization. Although similar in structure, the left and right amygdalae exhibit functional lateralization, meaning they contribute differently to emotional and cognitive processing. Pain processing. The right central nucleus of the amygdala, SEA, is predominantly pronociceptive, meaning it enhances pain perception. In contrast, the left SEA has been found to have no effect, a dampened pronociceptive function, or even an antinociceptive role. Electrophysiological studies further support this, showing that pain-related neuroplasticity and increased neuronal activity occur primarily in the right SEA following pain induction. At the same time, the left SEA does not exhibit such changes. Emotional memory. The amygdala's involvement in emotionally influenced memory also shows hemispheric differences, further modulated by sex. Functional MRI studies reveal that the right amygdala is more strongly associated with memory for emotionally arousing events in men. In contrast, in women, the left amygdala shows a stronger relationship with such memories. This sex-related hemispheric lateralization underscores the complexity of the amygdala's role in emotional processing. Cognitive processing. The left amygdala is often associated with processing details and cognitive aspects of emotions. It plays a crucial role in verbal memory, language, and the generation of complex emotional responses involving detailed stimuli analysis. For example, the left amygdala is particularly active when individuals are exposed to linguistic stimuli that are emotionally charged, such as reading or hearing words that evoke strong feelings. This suggests that the left amygdala might be more involved in the conscious, deliberate assessment of emotional content, particularly in contexts where language and detailed processing are required. The left amygdala shows greater activation in response to stimuli that require more detailed cognitive processing, such as when individuals are required to evaluate the emotional content of complex or ambiguous stimuli. Functional imaging studies have shown that the right amygdala tends to activate more robustly in response to threatening or novel stimuli, even when presented subliminally, suggesting its role in unconscious emotional processing. Emotional processing. The right amygdala is more involved in the rapid, automatic processing of emotional stimuli, especially those related to fear and threat. It is thought to be more sensitive to the broader, nonverbal aspects of emotional experiences, such as facial expressions and body language. This makes the right amygdala crucial for quickly assessing and responding to environmental threats, often before the conscious mind is fully aware of the danger. The right amygdala is also more closely linked to the processing of negative emotions, particularly fear and anxiety, and tends to be more reactive to novel or unexpected stimuli, contributing to a more immediate, instinctive emotional response. The left amygdala shows greater activation in response to stimuli that require more detailed cognitive processing, such as when individuals are required to evaluate the emotional content of complex or ambiguous stimuli. Meta-analyses of functional neuroimaging studies have consistently shown that the left amygdala is more frequently activated than the right during emotional processing tasks. This suggests a predominant role for the left amygdala in processing emotional stimuli, although the exact nature of this lateralization remains a topic of ongoing research. Fear and anxiety. The amygdala's role in fear and anxiety is well documented, with distinct functions attributed to its subnuclei. The central nucleus, CEA, is crucial for expressing fear responses. In contrast, the lateral, LA, and basal, BA, nuclei are involved in learning and associating fear-related stimuli. Chronic stress has been shown to enhance neural excitability within the LA, leading to increased fear responses, which highlights the amygdala's role in stress-related psychopathology. In summary, while the left and right amygdalae are essential for emotional processing, they exhibit distinct functional specializations. The left amygdala is more involved in the cognitive, detailed analysis of emotional stimuli, particularly those involving language and complex processing. In contrast, the right amygdala is more attuned to the rapid, automatic detection of threats and the processing of nonverbal emotional cues, playing a key role in immediate, instinctive emotional responses. This lateralization allows the amygdala to contribute effectively to a broad range of emotional and cognitive functions, ensuring that detailed analysis and rapid response are well integrated into the human emotional experience. Psychological disorders. Anxiety disorders. One of the most well-researched psychological disorders involving the amygdala is anxiety disorders, including generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, panic disorder, and specific phobias. Functional abnormalities in amygdala subregions, such as the centromedial and laterobasal nuclei, have been linked to anxious depression, highlighting the amygdala's role in emotional regulation and its connectivity with other brain regions. Lesions or abnormal activity in brain regions like the amygdala or hippocampus can disrupt normal anxiety regulation, leading to sudden anxiety episodes. The amygdala is central to the processing of fear and threat-related stimuli, and its hyperactivity is commonly observed in individuals with anxiety disorders. This heightened amygdala activity leads to exaggerated fear responses and increased sensitivity to perceived threats, even when the danger is minimal or non-existent. In individuals with GAD, for example, the amygdala is often overactive, leading to persistent worry and an inability to control anxiety about various aspects of daily life. In specific phobias, the amygdala's response to phobia-related stimuli is markedly heightened, triggering intense fear and avoidance behaviors. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Another disorder where the amygdala plays a crucial role is post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. PTSD is characterized by the re-experiencing of traumatic events, hyperarousal, and avoidance of stimuli associated with the trauma. The amygdala is heavily implicated in forming and retrieving emotional memories, particularly those related to fear and trauma. In individuals with PTSD, the amygdala often shows increased activity in response to trauma-related cues, leading to intense emotional reactions and the reactivation of traumatic memories. The dysregulation of the amygdala in PTSD is believed to contribute to the persistence of these symptoms, making it difficult for individuals to extinguish the fear associated with traumatic memories. Autism spectrum disorder. Neonatal amygdala lesions lead to behavioral changes, highlighting its importance in neurodevelopmental trajectories. Abnormal amygdala structure and function are common in neurodevelopmental disorders, such as autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Individuals with ASD show an initial excess of mature neurons in the amygdala during childhood, followed by a decline in adulthood, suggesting a degenerative component in ASD. Depression. Depression is another psychological disorder in which the amygdala is significantly involved. While traditionally associated with mood dysregulation, depression also encompasses a range of emotional and cognitive symptoms, including anhedonia, the inability to experience pleasure, feelings of worthlessness, and impaired concentration. Studies have shown that individuals with depression often exhibit increased amygdala activity, particularly in response to negative emotional stimuli. This heightened reactivity to negative emotions may contribute to the pervasive sadness and emotional pain experienced by those with depression. Additionally, the amygdala's interactions with the prefrontal cortex, which is involved in regulating emotions and decision-making, may be disrupted in depression, leading to difficulties in managing emotional responses and maintaining a positive outlook. A systematic review by Wang, Hermans, Hickey, and Lagopoulos highlighted abnormal functional connectivity between key affective and cognitive regions, including the amygdala, insula, anterior cingulate cortex, ACC, and prefrontal cortex, PFC, in MDD patients. The amygdala and insula are critical for emotion processing and interoceptive awareness, respectively, while the ACC and PFC are involved in cognitive control and decision-making. Abnormal connectivity among these regions is linked to mood disturbances and cognitive impairments such as deficits in executive function, attention, memory, and increased rumination. The review proposed a set of core abnormal functional connectivity, CAFC, patterns, particularly involving the ACC's connections with other brain regions, which contribute to the emotional and cognitive symptoms observed in MDD. Structural abnormalities have also been observed in the brains of individuals with MDD. A meta-analysis by Hamilton et al. Identified consistent structural changes in the subgenual cingulate cortex, hippocampus, amygdala, and putamen. The subgenual cingulate cortex is implicated in mood regulation, the hippocampus in memory formation, the amygdala in emotion processing, and the putamen in motor function and learning. Structural changes in these areas may underlie symptoms such as emotional dysregulation, memory problems, and psychomotor disturbances commonly seen in MDD. Obsessive-compulsive disorder. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, is another condition where the amygdala is implicated, particularly in the context of the disorder's characteristic obsessions and compulsions. OCD is marked by intrusive, distressing thoughts, obsessions, and repetitive behaviors, compulsions, that the individual feels driven to perform. The amygdala's role in emotional processing, particularly its connections with the orbitofrontal cortex, which is involved in decision-making and behavior regulation, may contribute to the heightened emotional significance attributed to obsessive thoughts in OCD. This overemphasis on certain thoughts and the resulting compulsive behaviors are believed to be partly due to the amygdala's dysregulation, which amplifies the emotional distress associated with obsessions. Bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder, BD, is characterized by extreme mood swings, ranging from manic episodes of elevated mood and energy to depressive episodes of low mood and lethargy. Research indicates that the amygdala is a critical neural hub in psychotic spectrum disorders such as schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Structural MRI studies have shown reduced amygdala volumes in individuals with schizophrenia compared to both healthy controls and those with bipolar disorder. Diffusion tensor imaging, DTI, studies reveal reduced fractional anisotropy in the uncinate fasciculus tract, which connects the amygdala with the medial and orbitofrontal cortices in both schizophrenia and bipolar patients. Functional connectivity studies also show decreased amygdala orbitofrontal connectivity in schizophrenia, with varying patterns in bipolar disorder. The amygdala is involved in the regulation of mood and emotional responses, and its dysfunction is thought to play a role in the emotional instability observed in bipolar disorder. During manic episodes, individuals may exhibit heightened amygdala activity in response to emotionally charged stimuli, contributing to the impulsivity and risk-taking behavior that characterizes this phase of the disorder. Conversely, during depressive episodes, the amygdala may be overly responsive to negative stimuli, exacerbating feelings of sadness and hopelessness. Borderline personality disorder. Borderline personality disorder, BPD, is another psychological condition where the amygdala's role is critical. BPD is characterized by intense emotional instability, impulsivity, and difficulties in maintaining relationships. Individuals with BPD often experience intense and rapidly shifting emotions, and research has shown that the amygdala in these individuals is hyperactive, particularly in response to emotionally salient stimuli. This hyperactivity may contribute to the heightened emotional responses and difficulties in emotional regulation that are hallmarks of BPD. The amygdala's connections with the prefrontal cortex, which are important for modulating emotional responses, may be impaired in BPD, leading to characteristic impulsivity and difficulties in controlling emotional outbursts. Schizophrenia. Schizophrenia, a complex psychiatric disorder characterized by symptoms such as hallucinations, delusions, and cognitive impairments, also involves the amygdala. Although the amygdala's role in schizophrenia is less direct than in anxiety or mood disorders, abnormalities in amygdala structure and function have been observed in individuals with schizophrenia. These abnormalities may contribute to the emotional dysregulation and difficulties in social cognition that are often present in the disorder. For instance, individuals with schizophrenia may have trouble interpreting social cues or regulating their emotional responses to everyday situations, possibly due to amygdala dysfunction. Substance use disorder. Salience, the process by which certain stimuli are highlighted as important or deserving of attention, is intricately linked to the amygdala's functions. The amygdala is particularly sensitive to emotionally charged or novel stimuli, quickly mobilizing the body's resources to respond to potential threats or rewards. This rapid assessment allows for a swift response to environmental changes, ensuring survival. However, in the context of addiction, this system can become maladaptive, with the amygdala over-assigning salience to drug-related cues, leading to persistent craving and relapse even after prolonged periods of abstinence. The SAIA acts as an integrative hub for anxiety and alcohol use disorders, receiving inputs from cortical regions and influencing downstream regions that regulate anxiety and alcohol-related behaviors. This suggests a shared neural circuitry between anxiety disorders and SUDs. The amygdala is crucial for associative learning processes related to drug addiction and relapse. It plays a significant role in cue associative learning and the expression of cue-induced relapse to drug-seeking behavior. The basolateral amygdala, BLA, is specifically involved in the condition-cued reinstatement of drug-seeking behavior, indicating its importance in the acquisition and expression of drug-related memories. Kluver-Busey syndrome. Lastly, Kluver-Busey syndrome, a rare neuropsychiatric disorder, also highlights the importance of the amygdala in emotional and behavioral regulation. This syndrome is often the result of bilateral lesions in the temporal lobes, including the amygdala. Individuals with Kluver-Busey syndrome exhibit a range of symptoms, including hyperorality, a compulsion to examine objects by mouth, hypersexuality, and emotional blunting. One of the most striking features of this syndrome is the loss of fear attributed to the damage in the amygdala, which is crucial for fear processing. The emotional and behavioral changes in Kluver-Bucy syndrome underscore the amygdala's critical role in regulating fear, aggression, and social behaviors. In summary, the amygdala's involvement in psychological disorders is extensive, reflecting its central role in processing emotions, assigning salience to stimuli, and influencing motivation. Disorders such as anxiety, PTSD, ASD, depression, OCD, bipolar disorder, BPD, schizophrenia, SUD, and Kluver-Bucy syndrome all involve dysregulation of amygdala activity, leading to a range of symptoms from fear and anxiety to emotional instability and cognitive impairments. Understanding the amygdala's role in these disorders is essential for developing effective treatments, particularly those aimed at modulating emotional responses and improving emotional regulation. Cognitive functions. The cognitive functions of the amygdala are closely tied to its ability to process and assign emotional significance to sensory stimuli. It plays a crucial role in emotional learning, particularly in forming and retrieving emotional memories. The amygdala helps assess the emotional valence of experiences, whether positive, negative, or neutral, and modulates the strength of memories based on their emotional content. This process is critical for adaptive behavior, as it allows individuals to learn from emotionally charged experiences and avoid potential threats in the future. Additionally, the amygdala interacts with the prefrontal cortex to influence decision-making processes, particularly those involving risk and reward assessment. By integrating emotional and cognitive information, the amygdala contributes to regulating complex behaviors that require balancing emotional responses with rational thought. Effective functions. The amygdala is central to the experience and expression of emotions. It is particularly well known for its role in fear processing and generating fear responses. When a threat is perceived, the amygdala rapidly activates the autonomic nervous system, leading to the physiological changes associated with the fight-or-flight response, such as increased heart rate, blood pressure, and heightened alertness. Beyond fear, the amygdala also processes other emotions, including anger, happiness, and sadness, contributing to the broader spectrum of human emotional experience. Moreover, the amygdala's connections with the hypothalamus and brainstem allow it to regulate emotional behaviors, such as aggression and social bonding, further highlighting its role in effective regulation. Motivational functions. The amygdala also plays a significant role in motivational functions, particularly in reward processing and addiction. It is involved in assigning salience to stimuli, determining which aspects of the environment are relevant or important, and thus guiding attention and behavior accordingly. This salience attribution is crucial in addiction, where the amygdala contributes to the heightened focus on drug-related cues and the intense craving associated with substance abuse. The amygdala's interactions with the mesolimbic dopamine system, particularly the nucleus accumbens, underscore its role in reinforcing behaviors that lead to reward, whether through natural stimuli like food and social interactions or drugs of abuse. The amygdala's involvement in addiction is further evident in its role in emotional dysregulation, where negative emotional states can drive compulsive drug-seeking behavior, perpetuating the cycle of addiction. Conclusion. In conclusion, the amygdala is a cornerstone of emotional and cognitive processing, intricately linking sensory input to emotional responses, memory formation, and behavior. Its lateralization and connectivity with other brain regions underscore its diverse roles, from rapid threat detection to the detailed analysis of complex stimuli. The amygdala's dysfunction is central to the pathophysiology of numerous psychological disorders, including anxiety, PTSD, depression, and addiction, highlighting its importance in both mental health and disease. Understanding the amygdala's functions and its impact on behavior is crucial for advancing therapeutic strategies to improve emotional regulation and address the underlying causes of these disorders.